Orioles and Yankees. Jonathan Scope and the rest of his team hoping to avoid the sweep. We'll take it to the top of the sixth. Scope at the plate.
And jolted to deep left center field. That's a base hit. Hicks cuts it off toward the gap. One run scores on the double by Scope. And here's the 2-1. Swung on and lined up the middle. Here's a base hit. Center field. Castro scores. Here comes Judge. The throw is not in time. The throw to third is not in time. Oh, it's an ultra-dramatic comeback for the Yankees again. They get off the deck, and Didi has a two-run single off a lefty. Hey, he hits lefties.
Is set about neck high. Pitch.
A little tapper toward short. Hardy Fields comes home, and he is out. It was a low throw. Romine went in hard. He's still down, getting up a little woozy. Well, anyway, they made the play at the plate, and Castro held on. I mean, not Castro, Castillo held on. So there are two outs. The bases remain loaded. And the right-hander deals. Struck him out. Swinging, we go to the 11th inning. And the pitch hit on the ground up the middle. Here's a base hit center field. Rickard will score. And the Orioles take a 5-4 lead. Torres 2-2. And the pitch is hit on the ground weakly to third. Machado fields and throws in time. Ball game over. Baltimore wins.
7-4 Orioles is your final score. Wade Miley goes five. He allows two runs on eight hits. Jordan Montgomery also goes five. He allows three runs and strikes out seven. On a side note, Brian Mitchell, who got the loss for the Yankees, is the first player since 1989 to pitch and play first base in the same game. After tying the game in the ninth, Joe Girardi's Yankees would fall to the Orioles 7-4 in 11 innings. Here's the Yankees skipper on the loss.
You know, I mean, if you look what Miley's done this year, he's done that a lot. Not just against us, but against other teams. He stays down in the zone, and it seems like, you know, there's a lot of walks and there's a lot of strikeouts. But we were never able to get that hit. As you said, we had a ton of chances. Kept putting them on, and I thought it was going to happen, but it didn't.
The move with Mitchell, a little bit unorthodox. What went into that decision-making process?
Well, I really didn't want to use Tommy Lane too much. I knew I didn't have him for much. Adam, I wasn't going to use, so it was the only way to use Chappie, you know, I felt to give us a chance in the bottom of the inning to win the game, and then I would go back to Mitchell. So it was the only way I could do it.
Had he ever played first before? What did he say?
I don't think so. I didn't ask.
When he goes back out there to pitch, do you think that long layoff of not throwing had
you know, he got him? He got two outs and he had a runner on. I mean, he saw three hitters before he gave up the run-scoring single, and it was a ground ball. So, I mean, it's a little unorthodox. I mean, sometimes you go through long innings, in a sense, and you'll sit and you'll go throw down below like he did today. But, you know, it's trying to win the game.
Eric.
Joe, you said you didn't ask. What's your concern when you put a player in that kind of a situation?
Well, you worry about can they handle the job. And, you know, the thought process that goes into it is I have a strikeout pitcher on the mound. You don't assume there's going to be too many ground balls over there, so it's a unique portion of the game where I'm short on pitchers. I got a strikeout pitcher on the mound that I feel good about, and this way, you know, the chances of handling a ball are probably not too good. Now, if you got a ground ball pitcher and they got a bunch of left-handers coming up, it's probably a different story. And then all, you know, and you're like, oh, my goodness. And then all of a sudden he started running after every pop-up when he was on the pitcher's mound. We were trying to figure that out.
Who else? Kenny, Ron.
Joe, when you take out Montgomery in the sixth, is there any thought to go into Clippert or Betances even in that spot?
Yeah, I mean, you could, but you're going to ask him to give you multiple outs. You know, Holder did a good job in that part of the lineup the other day. So I liked him coming in that situation. It just didn't happen today.
Ron, right here.
When in the game did you first start thinking that you might make the move with Mitchell the first?
Well, after once I brought in Dellen, that was my thought process. What I would possibly do, in a sense. So, you know, I knew that again. Tommy Lane threw a bunch of pitches yesterday. Adam threw a bunch yesterday. We were short on pitchers, you know, so I knew I had to maybe do something unorthodox.
Brian Mitchell notched the loss for the Yankees, but on an interesting side note, he becomes the first player since 1989 to pitch and play first base in the same game. Here's what Mitchell had to say.
Did you ever think you'd be playing first base today?
Definitely not, no. I mean, I wasn't expecting that at the time, for sure. Well, Larry basically came up and asked if I'd ever done it. I was like, yeah, I mean, a while ago, but I mean, I'm capable. And that was pretty much it. I guess I should have expected the first one to find me, but I mean, that's just something that abnormal to me, but I mean, I know I can catch a fly ball, so, but I mean, that was pretty intense.
On Monday, the Orioles are in Boston to kick off a series against the Red Sox. Same day, Yankees are at home to kick off a series against the Blue Jays.